So what do you get when you cross a wizened Gen Xer with a proud millennial?
Here we go.
A mixtape filled with
Britney Spears songs?
Or maybe a rotary landline telephone
that takes selfies?
Maybe a Tom and Jerry cartoon.
Or Tom and Jerry each get participation trophies?
No, 21st century solutions.
According to Kaylin and Ramsey.
Well, today is Wednesday, August the 10th, 2022. How you doing today, Kaylin?
I'm doing good. We just moved this morning to more northern Maine. Not quite more northern Maine, but in the middle, outside of Acadia National Park. It's beautiful here. It actually kind of looks like home. It's nice to see trees and mountains. Yes.
Yeah, yeah, there's a few little trees and mountains up there. You spent a lot of time in the desert the last year or so, right? And all kinds of places, so.
Yes, yep. So we're excited to see green again. It was raining on our way here a little bit. Jack said, it feels just like home.
Yeah, we got a little bit of rain up here. Not too much, just a little bit.
A little bit just to keep the fires away is always good.
Yeah, that'd be nice. There's plenty of fires burning just in general, like at work and like in, you know, Washington, D.C. or in, I guess, maybe in Florida and all kinds of things. There's just like a million. There's like, it just seems like there's a million things going on. Isn't like August and summer supposed to be downtime?
Yes. Isn't this like the month that like companies close their doors for the whole month and, you know, people are at their beachside houses for the week or for the month,
right?
Or, you know, on vacations. Yes. But no, not for us. That's for sure.
And then September is supposed to be crazy. You know, supposed to hit like peak crazy. It seems like we're hitting it early, like, or maybe it just never stopped. I don't know. But I tell you what, when there's like a million things going on and things are crazy, it's just, I think it's important to just remember what your thing is and just focus on your thing.
What do you mean by your thing?
I am so glad that you asked. You know, like that thing, like what is it that that makes you tick? What is it that gets you out of bed in the morning? Do you know what's important? Because, I mean, it seems like there's a million things going on, and how can any of them make sense if you don't have some kind of a central organizing sort of thing in your head, or some way to make sense of everything, or something that you do that just makes you feel less crazy, where it's something that when you're doing it, the world makes sense. Or maybe when you're doing your thing, like nothing else in the world even matters. You don't even notice what else is going on. There's a little while where things make sense. But, you know, everybody's got to kind of find their thing. That's what I think. You think?
Yes, I absolutely think so. And having a thing, you know, as moms, a lot of the mom groups I'm in and stuff, we talk a lot about self-care. And I think having a thing can be important to your self-care. That thing can be what is your self-care, that thing that you know, helps bring you back to sanity. And we just live in such a fast-paced world right now that that it's nice to have something that relaxes you, that you know is always going to be there for you to come back to. And, you know, whatever that thing is, it looks different for everybody.
The idea of relaxing is an interesting one, because, you know, you might think that your thing might be something extraneous, like a hobby, But your thing might be something really crucial and important, some kind of a crazy passion that just drives you. But not everyone is driven all the time. Some people are really passionate about their work, and some people are really passionate about their family, and some people are really passionate about a sports team. And then some people just don't want to be passionate about kind of anything. They just want to relax and chill out. So it seems like there's all kinds of things that people might have.
Yes, absolutely. And we can all just, have our own thing and we can share it with other people when we want to, and not if it's something that is private to you and that's actually what makes it your security and your sanctities, and then that's okay too, I know people have things that they sell. They, that they maybe painting is their passion and what, they do in their off time. But to someone else may feel like work to them. But that person puts all that time and effort into it and maybe can turn it around and use that to, make a be their side gig, something else we talked about a few weeks ago. I think a lot of people's thing has actually maybe become their side gig as well.
That's got to be the best way to go. A funny story. I was taking a walk with my wife, and I asked her, like, "What's your thing?" And she's like, getting all stressed out, and she's like, I don't want to think about having a thing, because coming up with a thing is just one more thing that I need to think about." She was too
Yes.
busy with all the things that she does to come up with a thing. And I'm like, it doesn't have to be another thing. It's like, what's the thing that you're already doing? She's like, oh, I don't know. But I don't know. I think
Fishing.
we should, yeah, fishing. I could have come up with a bunch of things that she had. Like, if I was going to say what her thing is, it's just like, being in nature and protecting the integrity of nature. But, she's too busy doing her thing to think about what her thing is. Oh,
Well,
man.
more power to her then.
Exactly. Well, what do you think, Kaylin? What's your thing?
My thing, I've got a couple different things. I mean, I think that my thing can definitely be work. We all know I'm married to my work and somewhat addicted and find it hard to pull myself away. But
I was going to
but
ask if
when
your
I'm
husband knew that, but I'm pretty sure he does.
yeah, he does, yes. But outside of that, my thing that I would say has been my thing probably since, second or third grade, is reading. I love to read. I think that everyone should read. I try not to push it on people who are not readers, but when somebody tells me they're not a reader, like it's such a my thing that it's like hard for me to grasp that, other people don't read as much as I do or even a little bit. And that's totally okay. It's just in my life, I put reading above, watching TV or scanning social media, a lot because it grounds me. It takes away my anxiety. It can take me to another place in time that has nothing to do with easy solar loan or road life or my kids, but then at the same time, it can also be reading that is impactful for those things in my life, like reading about business or sales tactics or parenting guides, and I like to read other moms' self-help books, especially like when they're in a funny tone. I like moms who don't take themselves too seriously. And then, you know, I love to read books about mental health that have good ideas about how to help yourself and how to be a better person or a better spouse or cookbooks. I like cookbooks too. I couldn't bring my cookbooks with me, unfortunately, but I have boxes of cookbooks at home in storage. So reading, you know, is whether it's in my recliner at night or in bed. I actually, it's funny because I kind of have myself tuned to fall asleep reading. So I'm like, if I'm laying down and I'm reading, I'm like one of Pavlov's dogs. I just immediately fall asleep, even
Well, how
when
do
I
you get
don't
much
really
reading
maybe want
done?
to.
Yeah, exactly. How do you get any reading done if you're falling asleep?
Well, I do. I find that if I plan to read for a long time, I have to remain sitting up and probably not in my bed. Although, as I was just telling you before we started recording, it was a long move morning, and I probably didn't get as much coffee intake in as I normally would in a morning. So I made a pot when we got here, and actually, who am I kidding? Jack made me a pot when we got here, and
Give credit where credit is due.
yes. So I've drank 3 cups of coffee over the last couple hours, and so tonight my reading, even if I am in bed, may last for a long time, and a lot of times I'll be like, oh my gosh, it's midnight. How am I still awake? Oh yeah, I had that afternoon coffee. But you know, sometimes I need that. You know, as a parent and a full-time worker, you know, it's like a lot of times you give up your sleep to do the thing that matters to you because, or I mean, you know, obviously work and my kids matter to me, but I don't get my personal time when they're awake, or when it's work hours, which for me extends from the time I wake up till when I go to bed. But it, you know, I find those late hours are the time that I can get in my self-care, and you know, sometimes a shortened night of sleep is worth your little bit of sanity to get in that thing that you want to do and is important to you.
Yeah, we make our choices.
Right. Yes. What about you? What's your thing?
Yeah, my thing. My thing is building stuff. So I've always kind of enjoyed building stuff, but I definitely sort of discovered and really kind of came to the realization that I just need to build stuff and really want to build stuff a couple of years ago. So yeah, no, I like building stuff. One of my favorite things to build out of is cardboard. That goes all the way back to my college years when my whole dorm room furniture was all made out of cardboard.
That's
But
awesome. Low
yep. Yes,
budget.
it was extremely affordable. And used to be a recycler back in the day, so there was a whole lot of cardboard in my life when I was doing recycling. So definitely had a lot of fun with that. I made some fun kids' toys out of cardboard back in the day. I don't think we still have it, but I made a really cool X-Wing fighter out of cardboard. And then so lately I've been building a lot of lawn and garden furniture, like benches and chairs, and also built planter boxes for the garden in the backyard. One of the first things that we did when we moved into the house was tear down the old fence around the perimeter, and we saved a whole bunch of the lumber from the fence. So I have had a pretty good supply of two by fours and four by fours of treated lumber, and I've just been building stuff out of that, like over engineering. You could stand on and dance on my planter boxes, no problem, because I had four by fours to build the frames out of. And then just
Sounds
also,
heavy duty.
it is definitely heavy duty. And when the kids were little, I built for them a playground in the backyard, and again over-engineered it, which was fun. Built it out of, I do like building stuff out of reclaimed materials. Made a cool sandbox out of an old giant tractor tire, and made a tire swing out of a different tire, and built a play structure out of reclaimed lumber. So that was pretty cool. No major injuries on the playground.
Don't tell my kids, theirs came from Walmart.
What did they
And
get? Major.
eventually had to be taken down because of the lack of quality. So yours sounds much more useful than ours.
Well, in the last house, we got one of those like prefab play structures. The kids were like maybe 10 or so years old, I guess, 10, 12 years old. And it had a really lame sort of swing attachment. And so I was like, yeah, that's not going to work. So instead, we had a balcony, a second floor balcony. And so I attached the second floor balcony to the play structure with a cross beam and put the swings on that, which was really exciting. Except there was a perfect harmonic where if you have two kids on the swings and they're swinging at the perfect rate, the entire house would shake and it would be like, I hope they're not about to rip the entire second floor porch off the side of the house. It's like, okay, guys, get out of each other's kitchen. You need to not be swinging in perfect harmony there. You know, you go one against the other. We don't want to tear down. We don't want to tear down the balcony.
Yes.
Never claimed to be a professional at building stuff. But the stuff that
It was a good
I.
idea.
It was. We sold that house a couple of years ago, and I was talking to one of the neighbors afterwards. So, like, yeah, they definitely took that down. They did not leave that swing and play structure up, they took that down. Oh well, some people are just no fun. But yeah, I like to build stuff, and it spreads into my work because at work I like to build stuff. Like I've been, working on building this software platform, which we're getting ready to launch here in the next week or two in a limited first kind of a way. But the really enjoy putting together systems, in addition to, physical things.
Yes, and I know that you are building that heavy duty as well. You do everything that you do is well thought out, and flow charts like you wouldn't believe. And I know that you enjoy it because I see how much work you put into it, and how much you want other people to understand how it works and how it's being built, as one of those people that doesn't understand it as nearly as well as you do. I certainly appreciate the machine that you're building.
Well, I certainly think that, this new system is not built out of cardboard. It is built out of four by fours. And we may have attached it to the rest of the credit union, but I do not have any reason to think that it's going to tear the balcony off of the credit union. Although I guess we'll see. I guess we'll see if it tears the
Yeah.
second floor porch off of the credit union. I don't think it will.
Oh
I
my
think we'll be
gosh.
good.
I think it'll be fine. Maybe we might strip a couple screws, but other than that, it'll be fine.
That's right. I would be disappointed if we didn't at least do something like that.
Yes. Hopefully we won't take down the phone lines like the branches conversion did, but hopefully.
That was a coincidence. That was a
Yes.
complete coincidence.
It has been some heavy weeks at the credit union, that is for sure.
Yeah, good times.
In the best ways possible. I feel like we just are everybody's been building together. I mean, to go off of your thing, the incredible work that's gone into and seeing people work together and be able to actualize these dreams that our CEO has just been, it's been really fun and a long time coming, and I'm excited for the next several weeks of Easy Solar Loan life, so.
Yeah, absolutely. And then we get to go to California for the conference for RE Plus. We're gonna
Yes.
see everybody in Anaheim. That conference, of course, was canceled the last 2 years in a row. So, knock on wood and hope and everything is
Oh my
gonna
gosh.
go well, and we won't have like a meteor strike or anything like that in the next couple of weeks.
We have put way too much work into it for anything to happen where we do not get to go. And by we, I mean you, have put so much work into it. Talk about
Well,
building. I mean, you've been building a team, building our all of the things that we're going to use and display. You're going to build our set.
yep, good stuff. Well, I do feel blessed that I get to do at work the kind of stuff that is kind of my thing. I don't take that lightly. I not everybody gets to do that. But hopefully, I think the more that we can incorporate our thing into kind of every aspect of our life, I think the more happy we're going to be just in general. There's
Yes.
so, I guess there's just so many messages and there's so many ways that the world tries to guide us, right? It's like, look at this, buy this, think this, don't say that. There's just messages coming from everywhere. And how do you even keep your head straight? How do you sort of stay grounded? I think you already mentioned that, so that's cool. Like,
Yes, absolutely.
how do you manage to sort of navigate all those different messages that you just get coming at you from everywhere?
There's just so many messages. I try not to even, if it doesn't relate directly to me, which I guess is a terrible way to live, but if something doesn't immediately affect me, I try not to put too much thought into it. There are a lot of things in the world that do affect me, and one of those things that is the inflation bill that just passed is
Yeah.
very exciting for us, and while I try to stay current on politics, but I try not to let them stress me out or let them determine what I'm doing in my life, I guess. But that one, it does affect us. It affects us a lot. It affects our industry that we depend on for our livelihood. So that's one of those messages that I have been seeking out lately.
Because
But
it has lots of funds in it for renewable energy kind of
yes.
stuff.
Yes, because the tax credit that Our partners rely on heavily to make solar make sense for their customers, which then in turn, brings people into to the solar world, and a lot of those people need loans, and that's where we come in. And it also makes their loan payments less because they can take that tax credit and put it back towards the amount that they've financed on their system. So it just was a really exciting thing to I was on vacation when it first was agreed upon, and so I was texting our boss while I was on vacation and said, "Oh my gosh, we this is such exciting news." And so now that it's passed, I feel like we all kind of have a sigh of relief, and know that while there are adopters of solar out there who do it for the reason, the environmental reasons, it also has to make economic sense as well for them. And having a 30% tax credit on your total contract price, which lowers the price that you're paying for your solar for a lot of people by 70% or by 30% down to only 70% of the cost, is going to help our industry continue to grow and succeed and more people adopt solar. So that's an exciting thing that's happened over the last week or so. And but other messages, I choose what I read, I feel like I just make sure that if I'm reading that it's of a benefit to me, or if it's a benefit to someone else that I can help. That's really important to me. I follow some medical stuff closely as well, as I know you do. And you and I have those discussions, and I'm always thankful for the stuff that you read, that you digest, and then can regurgitate to me in a way that I can understand.
I don't think I've ever had anyone thank me for regurgitating upon them before. That's a
Well,
first.
I'm
We're
always
breaking new
thankful.
ground
I'm
here on
always,
the
yes. Yes. But a lot, I do feel that way, that some you a lot of times, in your private time, you are learning new things and you bring it to me, and you can share it with me, and then I don't have to go seek out that information.
Yeah,
And
I was
so
going to
I
ask
really like
if
to.
your reading is, do you like paper books? Do you like to read online? Does it How do you feel about audiobooks? Like, do you have is there something about like paper, or is it the digestion of new stuff of learning new things that really gets you?
Well, I was a holdout on the Kindle. Like, I mean, Kindles have been out for what, probably 15 years now, I'm guessing. And I was really against them. I was like, paper, paper, paper. And I love chick lit. Like, that's what I let me say that again. Chick lit, chick literature.
I'm like,
Not
chiclets?
romance
Is
novels.
that like gum? I think chiclets are gum. Or.
Yes. No, not that. Chick lit. And I like books that have some content. I'm not a romance book reader. They need to have content within them, but that's what I read to, relax, and that's like my fun. That's like my soap opera kind of, but a little bit more content to it. But I was very, very much against going digital. And then, I started going to a lot of appointments with my kids, after having three children. It's the more time you're spending sitting in doctor's offices and that kind of thing. I started to think, well, it might be advantageous to me to not always have to carry around a book. And Jack was getting So one of the other things that I did was I never got rid of books. If I read a book, I kept it. Or I would exchange books with people, or and they would give them back or whatever. And Jack was like, "You've got to get rid of some of these books." So I did go digital probably, about 4 years ago, I would say, and haven't looked back except for cookbooks. I don't buy those in digital format. I do love my hardback cookbooks or paper cookbooks, but
Well, if you
I
can't spill
do.
flour on it, then it's not really a cookbook. That's what I
Right.
always say.
Yeah. So if it doesn't have grease smudges on it and some smashed
It's not
banana or
legit. Yeah, exactly.
Yes. Yes. So I also love that if I forget it somewhere, as long as my Kindle was hooked up to the internet, which on the RV life isn't always possible, but then I can pull it up on my phone if I get stuck somewhere unexpectedly, I can get it hooked back up and back to my last page that I was on without having to carry something with me. And I use the Kindle Paperwhite so that I don't have blue light at night while I'm trying to go to sleep, obviously, because I fall asleep reading. So I've moved to that, and it also is, I think, more environmentally friendly as well. I also is cheaper. I have a Kindle Unlimited membership. I read a lot of Kindle Unlimited books, and then I also use the Libby app so that I can get my library books on my tablet as well, which is super easy. You can go in, you can borrow it, you can get it right to Amazon and onto your Kindle, and you don't have to pay anything for it. Well, I guess your taxes are paying for it, but other than that, you don't have to pay for
You and everybody else.
it.
It's mostly
Yes,
everybody
me and
else.
everyone else. Yes. I even was one of my other things that is a recent thing to me is really is budgeting, and I love to budget. I've always really enjoyed journaling and writing stuff down, and budgeting has become a part of that as well. So I actually have even been considering, like, do I really need my Kindle Unlimited any membership anymore? It's like what, 10, it's like $10 a month, so it's not like some astronomical price, but I'm like, I need to do some research and see, like, the books that I'm reading on Kindle Unlimited, are they easily accessible at the library on the Libby app? And if so, there's another $120 my family could save a year. So that's one of those things that I've been considering. But then again, I'm not going to take away something that is my happy place if it doesn't benefit me enough. Sometimes you gotta put yourself a little bit first.
Well, I'm an Audible junkie, so I'm all about the audiobooks. They've had It's like a subscription, so you basically get like one book a month if you pay sort of a monthly fee. And I've never purchased like a title beyond my book a month, but I have over 100 titles in my library at this point, so that just tells you how long I've had my Audible account. Of course, they got bought out by Amazon at some point in the past, but I was there before they became part of Amazon. And you pay, it's like by the title. So I always try to get really, really long books on Audible just so that I get my money's
Getting your money's worth.
worth.
Oh my gosh, I love that.
So like all of the Game of Thrones books or the Song of Ice and Fire, as those of us who read the books and not watch the shows on HBO think of it as. So those are like 40 hours long, each one of them. Lots of like sci-fi and stuff, and lots of Stephen King, all the Dark Tower series for Stephen King. So I've got all that, and I'll re-listen to that. So that's. I'm doing that while I'm doing yard work. or construction. I'll be building something and listening to a book at the same time, man. I've got all my bases covered that way.
Yes. I don't do Audible books, and I always think, like, why don't I? Especially because Jack and I, spend a lot of time in the truck driving around. But at the same time, as you know, I'm often working while we're on the road. So and I just, there's something for me about, like, a quiet, just complete silence while I read, and it just calms me. But I know my best friend, she is an Audible listener. Her aunt, who she's very close to, is a librarian. Actually, she just retired, but she's actually now her full-time nanny. But she was a librarian when we were growing up. So my best friend's been she's been listening to Audible books since we were in elementary school, and she loves it. And she listens to them while she's working or driving or whatever she's doing. She can get it in that way so that she's not having to actually sit down and read a book, because she's got even less time maybe than I do. So I wish I could listen to stuff while I work, but unfortunately, as you know, a lot of my work involves talking to people, so
Oh
I
yeah.
don't get to listen to stuff.
Yeah, no. I don't think either one of us have a job where we can listen to something and work. That's more like if you're doing something kind of repetitive or you're doing something with your hands, that sort of thing.
Yes.
But you know, I think this whole notion of having a thing is just getting that much more important as things just, everybody else's things just seem like they're kind of going nuts. Like things just seem like they're kind of going crazy. So it's nice to have a thing to fall back on. To
Yes,
relax and
absolutely.
chill out and fall asleep. Although I think it might be a bad idea for me to fall asleep doing my thing because, you know, power tools, falling asleep, not so much.
That's true, but I mean, I'm gonna make a joke that's gonna sound bad, but I don't know if I've talked about this on the podcast before, but my dad has narcolepsy, which
Right.
is a disease where you are always tired, but you also easily fall asleep. And I think I shared with you before that he is a carpenter at heart and builds lots of stuff, spends lots of time in his shop. But he also is really good at knowing when he needs to go lay down and take a nap.
Oh boy.
Yes.
Well, on that note, I love the fact that we had a nice, chill, relaxing podcast today, because with all the craziness, it's nice to just chill. So,
Yes.
anyways, really enjoyed the time talking to you, and just want to encourage everybody else out there, find your thing. What's your thing? Find your thing.
All right, well, we'll be back next week, and maybe we'll have a little bit more excitement.
Don't tempt me. Bye-bye.